Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros here, your sportsmen. I'm Isaac. Big Suits right over there. And we are getting our first taste of Casey Smith.
Yes.
Today, who's done a great job filling in for the...
Are you okay over there?
I forget his nickname. Oh, the Schnitzel Wolf.
The Schnitzel Wolf, who's filling in for, God rest his soul, the late, great Ryan Buckley.
Yeah. So you we're going down the depth chart here.
You did jinx.
I did, yeah.
The young man.
Well, he was perfect.
Yeah.
Until a little misfire there right at the end of that last segment. And we were just talking about him in here. Little does he know, but we were talking about him saying, wow, what a great job he's doing. Yeah. And hasn't messed up one thing on the board. And I know it's not easy because it's his first time. There's a lot to know and learn. And
Sure enough.
Misfire. But that's okay. It happens, Casey. You're doing a great job. So we thank you for being here. And we already like you better than Schultzy.
Well, that's sweet.
Not if you're the Schnitzel Wolf.
I'm just kidding. I love Schultzy.
Schultzy, we love you.
That young man, he's got me wrapped around his little fat finger. All right, coming up tonight in the club, let's take a look at what we have here, Jace.
Let's do it. I got Kansas women's basketball on right now. Is that doing anything for you?
Yeah, actually it does.
Rock Chalk?
Who are we playing?
Kansas City. I did not know there was a Kansas City University, but apparently there is.
Look at that zone they're playing.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you something.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, there was a fight at a Bass Pro Shop that I'd like to talk about.
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that tonight in the
club. That was a good fisticuffs right there.
There's a petition to replace Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl with this person.
I've seen this story as well, and I'm not sure which one of these stories is more ludicrous, the brawl or this real petition. And why this person?
Yeah, exactly.
This is
my thought.
we'll have this discussion.
And we have People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, and for the 50th straight year, I did not win.
I'm
still holding out hope. Although this man is the first sexiest man alive who is openly gay.
Oh, well, there you go. And I'm sure a bunch of people are going to be pissed about that.
Well, why wouldn't they be?
Mm. Well, Paul Rudd was the sexiest man alive, and you've got some Paul Rudd vibes. If he can be it, why can't you?
I've been waiting.
Mm. I think you got to do something bigger.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to
happen. Why does the sexiest why does the sexiest man or woman have to be a celebrity? Why can't it just be,
I don't know. Just someone sexy?
Well, I contend the best looking human being I've ever seen was when I was in Belize, and there's a guy down there who's like runs a scuba diving spearfishing thing. That's the best looking human being I've ever seen. Why isn't that guy he is the sexiest man. He's way sexier than Paul Rudd.
Have you seen the sexiest man alive this year?
I think he's that dude from Bridgerton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty,
pretty damn sexy.
I understand. I'm just saying, why does the sexiest man or woman
I don't know.
Have to be a celebrity?
So the club 6 to 7, coming up here, we're going to talk about big, I was thinking about Kirk Ferentz today, but I was looking at
I like that you daydream about Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah. There was a story about JJ McCarthy and I don't know if I want to click on it.
Oh, you talking about his alter ego?
Yes.
Yeah, I clicked on it.
You did?
I did. And
should I click on this?
Well,
it says Vikings quarterback McCarthy explains alter ego viral glare.
Yeah. He already has become my least favorite player in the NFL.
He has a game day persona named 9.
Yeah.
A reference to his jersey number.
Yeah, and his stupid face paint that he wears. And I think he said it was something about like his anger It's like he has all this anger and rage, and he channels it through nine. It's like when
he's mad about missing 23 of his first 25 NFL games due to injury. So he's now channeled that anger into an alter ego named Nine, which helps him play.
Well, and I don't want to root against anybody, right? I, you know, young man, sure, he's a wonderful individual, and you know,
that was a nice win.
Yeah, it was a nice win
in Detroit.
Yeah, that was a huge win in Detroit. But this is the other thing that drives me nuts: is we love narratives like this. Like, J.J. McCarthy was fine in that game, but most of those, like, their touchdown drives were all, like, 30 yards. The Lions just kind of S'd the bed, and the Vikings were great on defense, special teams, and were running the ball real well. So, like, J.J. McCarthy, in his two victories, really hasn't done a ton, and yet we're trying to make J.J. McCarthy out to be nine. And now we're doing things on his alter ego and his dumb anger and his face paint, and it makes me want him to not be successful so that I don't have to read articles about nine. Just put your head down, play, and in 2 or 3 years, if you're really good, those accolades will come. But we make up narratives and we try to shove quarterbacks down people's throats, and he seems to buy into it with the face paint and, again, an alter ego named Nine?
Yeah, apparently staring intensely at Kevin O'Connell as he gave his post-game speech.
Yes.
And that went viral. And they asked him about it, and O'Connell said that he's had to learn to get the hell out of the way for my own personal safety when addressing McCarthy during those moments.
And this is the same douche. Like, he would, before Michigan games, he would go sit underneath the goalpost and just angrily stare at things. Because he needed a moment to himself. And by a moment to himself, he would tell everyone that he was going to go do it so that everyone would go photograph him. It's a poser move.
National champion.
Okay, yeah. Slim Shady.
Exactly. Just, hey, JJ, just lighten up. Like, dial it down like 4. Like, you're at an 11. It goes to 11. Bring it to like a 6, a 7. You know, pull a Bo Nix. Bo does a nice job of kind of that, a little cocky swagger, but also understanding that you're not Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes can have a persona of 15 and wear dumb eye makeup because he's one of the greatest to ever do it. Dude, you've won 2 games.
But he doesn't really talk about it, though, Mahomes.
Like, no, he doesn't.
He just does it.
He just does it. But if he wanted a persona, if you're going to get someone to have a persona that's this douchey, Mahomes can do it, and what are you going to say?
But wait, Mahomes has a persona that's kind of douchey. As a matter of fact, I saw a list, I'll give it to you next segment, but I saw a list recently of the most hated NFL players right now.
Yeah.
And he was up there.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people don't like him, but that's just because
it's because they're really good. And
but he's got a swagger about him. Yeah. Like, and that's maybe what you're saying is, you know, when you're...
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Like, Patrick Mahomes is just himself.
Yes.
He's very confident.
Yep.
He's really good at what he does, but his little, I don't know, just...
I think it's the infeminine hips and the way he runs, and then the fact that he's killing you, and that he like, tells everyone, great job when you hit him. He just... I get why he gets under your skin, but mostly just because he's that good.
But he doesn't have to have an alter ego.
No.
He's just him.
Yes.
That's...
JJ is on the verge.
That's maybe your point.
He is on the verge of becoming Mr. Unlimited. And teammates see through this crap.
Mm.
And it just, it's a real fine line. Like the idea.
Boy,
I have to learn
that's
to
real slander right there.
I have
comparing
to,
him to Russell Wilson.
It's true. And if you talk to anyone that played with Russell, this stuff doesn't play well. People put up with it when you're winning.
Mr. Unlimited.
Be real careful with the tough guy thing. I have to learn to get out of his way. I mean, come on.
Really? Broncos orange, let's ride.
Really? Nine?
Seattle.
Here's the quote. McCarthy said, I kind of love feeding that wolf. Because my entire life at the University of Michigan, there was a smiley face on my hand. And if you smile and you have fun, you're going to play better and all that, which is true. But I also think there's a lot of power that comes from that built-up anger that you can transmute into your performance. Go Vikings.
Yeah, go Vikes. The Vikings are a good story. I like their coach. And I just, he's making it hard for me to pull for him.
Kirk Ferentz is a unicorn. We'll get to that next on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.